This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Reminder, there's a meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg meetup tonight. And we're going to be talking about a traffic ticket that one of our instructors received. He went to court. He fought it. He has no driver's permit, and he won. He won in court. And you're going to hear all about that tonight, and also you're going to hear about hospice, how it works, what you need to know. That's tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain, what's next?
Well, up near the top, I've got a link for the next part of the report. It's titled, Who Are the Real Haters? And I guess it's kind of interesting. We got the question about seasonal adjustment, which goes back to classes and statistics and modeling. And if you were to take one of these classes, the formal way things are done is you have hypotheses. And based on the data and the analysis of the data, you end up accepting or rejecting the hypotheses. So this starts out talking about, can't believe it's so long ago now, I have these two hypotheses. There is a spiritual God that created the physical universe, and there is spiritual life after physical death. And just to make it easy for conversation, I shorten that to two questions. Is there a God, and is there life after death? So just make sure that there's, there's ambiguity in the questions. There's not ambiguity in the hypotheses. And we discussed these in detail last year. It was hour two of the April 28th show and hour one of the May 5th show. And I've got links there in this post that will take you directly to those podcasts in the GCN archives. Now, I obviously can't go through 2 hours and the time we have remaining, so I put together the Reader's Digest condensed version for this. Now, when we look at those two questions, there's four possibilities of answers. I look at the yes, yes, and no, no possibilities. Either you believe in both or you don't believe in both. And the reason I don't believe the yes, no, because if there's a God and there's no life after death, then, we're just here for entertainment value and then thrown away. If you want to pursue that path, you can. To me, it doesn't make sense, much like the no-yes combo, where if we're spirits and there's no God, then why the heck would we choose to come here and go through all the pain and suffering that a physical existence gives us? So, again, you can go down that path. I don't. Well, in looking at the evidence, I started off, and I spent some time on this, talking about how computers work, specifically digital computers, which is what most of us use. And when you look at the very basic level, there's only four building blocks. These are known as not, and, or, and exclusive or. I go into those in detail from last year. I move on to physical matter, which we learned about in school. Atoms are made up of three building blocks, protons, neutrons, and electrons. You can then move on to genetics, where a combination of a few of those elements make four compounds that are the building blocks of DNA. They either combine as the AT or the CG, and to kind of compare that to the computer. With a computer, everything inside that computer is kind of like a light switch. It's called a bit. It can either be on or off, and that's the only two values it can have. But when you're reading the DNA up one side of the double helix, each bit of that DNA has four possible values. So it's got double that capacity, but possibilities just in doing that. And the scarier thing, which I'll get into in a later post, what they're doing with the transhumanism, they've now come up with a third base pair. And no telling what kind of nightmares they're going to create using those. But the point I wanted to make out of all of that is everything that we see, whether it's the natural world or things that we have created as mankind, they're made up off of just a very few building blocks. And in these examples, three or four building blocks and amazing complexity comes out of that. Well, let's go a step further and look at humanity. We have language, and we actually have many languages, and using English as an example, we have 26 building blocks in our language. And, 26 is a much larger number than three or four. So our language can be much more complex than the complexity that we see with computers in the physical universe. Well, in addition to those building blocks, there's other nuances in our language, punctuation. And I use an example of just a simple three-word sentence, let's eat grandma. So you can either have that without any punctuation, or you can put a comma after let's eat for grandma. And the difference it makes, everything's still involving grandma and dinner. But what matters is, are you having grandma for dinner or as dinner? And we could spend hours just talking about how little changes like that affect everything, whether it's in the study of matter, the study of genetics, the study of computers. But just to drive the point home there. And so the bottom line about why I put all of that in there is because I'm looking at all this through the lens of being a computer scientist. My undergraduate degree is computer science, and much of my career has been in the computer field or financial reporting. So when you see a program, the programs don't just create themselves. There was a programmer. You just don't see accidents happen. The people that are the no-nos would like to try and believe that. And this is a little bit of the start of the discussion about why they don't want to believe that. And then we can turn and look at the Bible, and it's kind of interesting. Wednesday night, we just started up Genesis at church, and we actually accused the pastor. We've spent the last several months in Revelation, and we think he might have planned it so that he started Genesis during World Series week, because that way he could talk about in the big inning. So groan at that one, and we'll keep on going. When you look at the Bible and you think about human language, and in Genesis it says that God spoke the universe and everything that we see into being. And, you know, to me, that's not a hard thing to believe, considering how complex human language is, you know, compared to, you know, computers and matter and life. To me, it's not far-fetched that the language of God can easily accomplish those things. And, you know, yeah, it'd be great if there were proof, but it's kind of like when you're on a jury. You have to make decisions based on evidence, and sometimes those decisions are life and death. And it's essentially the same thing we're dealing with there. You know, we can extrapolate a little bit, whether you're the yes-yes side or the no-no side. You know, what does it mean if you're wrong, and what does that mean to our daily lives? So if you're on the yes-yes camp, then life is full of meaning, and if you're wrong, you'll never know about it. But if you're on the no-no side, then basically all that really matters to you is what turns you on, and that runs the whole gamut. You mean you may be one of those people that love helping people, and you'd be considered a good person. On the other hand, you could be one of those people that's just into, you know, being as selfish as you can possibly be. You know, enjoy the sex, drug, and rock and roll culture. But if you are wrong, there's going to be a bad surprise ahead. Another part is when we look at our founding documents and in the Declaration of Independence, it tells us our rights come from God. So if there is no God, then we have no rights. And all we have are just privileges that are granted to us by the ruling class, which can be revoked and changed at any time. And unfortunately, where we're sitting now, that transition is nearly complete to where we no longer have rights. We only have privileges. Well, it's there's other evidence too. I've talked about Jonathan Gray, who's a biblical archaeologist, and I've made a post on the blog, 3,000-year-old aircraft from World War II. I've got the link there in the post, and we'll pick up after the break.
Captain John Reagan's was absolutely fascinating, fascinating description. Absolutely. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com, and I've been thinking about what he's been saying and some discussions I've had over the weekend. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thehypothesis.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's continuing his presentation on who are the real haters. John, please continue.
Now, let me just back up for a moment, because, you know, some people might think, what the heck does this have to do with preparedness anyway? And especially if we go down that route where we don't have the technology, we're not going to have all the societal control systems that we're used to having. And this is part of laying the foundation so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And as another rabbit hole from that, you put up an article about Dr. Kent Hovind being released from prison. And if you want to search on that, his last name is spelled H-O-V-I-N-D. And I was, that's now on page 2 of USA Prepares, by the way. I'd listened to an interview he did after being released from prison. And one of the things that kind of caught me by surprise is he said that prison is not a biblical punishment. And that's something I'd never heard before, never thought about before. But he's actually right. You know, we've read about, you know, Christians being put in prison in the New Testament. But that was a punishment imposed by the state. And we could, you know, another big side trip would be talking about the prison industrial complex that we have in the United States now. And you look at all the negative things that happen because of prison. Now, the biblical way of doing things is you got a fine, and that wasn't a fine that went for, you know, mining the pockets of the state. It was a fine for restitution for some damage that you caused. There was other punishment that involved lashes. And we think that's barbaric now, but you got your punishment, you went home, and you were still a contributing member of society. And again, all of these things required testimony from at least two witnesses. So, yes, you can have false witnesses, but there again, that's one of the reasons that's in the top 10 list. And the third punishment was capital punishment. And I guess I'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit now. I'm going to talk about it another time, too. I used to think, gee, stoning, that's got to be, cruel and unusual punishment. But I think about how we do things today. We've given up, our responsibilities. We think we can pay somebody else to do it, whether that's growing our food, fighting our fires, or even doing our capital punishment. And with stoning, you were a part of the punishment. And if you wanted to not be cruel, you wanted to make sure that you were accurate. Because if you deliberately missed or tried to make it to where you weren't inflicting any pain, you were actually prolonging the pain. And because you were there, and it's kind of like with the sacrifice of the animals, this had an emotional impact on you. It's not something you want to do. If it's something you want to do, then you really got problems. But being a part of that, you think about now that actually does serve a really good function on, preventing future crime, because you know what you're in for if you're caught. And it does invoke a little bit of pain as, punishment for the person that committed the crime as well. So, like I said, I used to think it was cruel and unusual. Now I'm seeing the wisdom in it. And it's one of those things that when we end up on the other side of this event and we are having to take care of society, and on a personal level, we're to forgive, but we also have a responsibility for keeping society safe. What are you going to do for punishment? And I would suggest jail is not one of those options.
Captain John Reagan's with us on Vinfinelli. This is the kind of information that I think we're going to need to share. And it's absolutely brilliant. Succinct, brilliant, well thought out. John Reagan, you've taught us a lot. We'll be right back.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And John, you are delivering an absolutely stunning, stunning piece on Who Are the Real Haters. Please continue.
And I guess just a backup for one more bit of background. When I started doing my research early on, and I was looking at things like communism, which, you know, a lot of people, when they first wake up, that's what they see, and they track that back to the FDR administration. Later on, you can track that back to the Lincoln administration. But whether I was looking at communism or Darwinism, lots of things that have caused the problems that we're living in today, sooner or later I would uncover a satanic connection. And also in the research, I would see where God had an answer for how we should do things. Now, there's a lot of problems today because there's, you know, even Christians don't want to do things God's way. And it's so bad. I've seen one survey where it says 60% of Christians don't believe in Satan. And when your enemy manages to convince you that he doesn't exist, you are really, really vulnerable. So one of the early posts I did on this was on consensual relations. And that talked about how any consensual relation that was outside of a man and a woman that was his wife or concubine was a sin. It doesn't matter what other kind of combination it was, how consensual it was. You know, and I've not found anything in the Bible that is counter to what I posted back then. However, as you know, in today's society, you know, if we don't like what these defectives are doing, you know, we're called, you know, homophobes or worse. And it even wasn't that long ago in our society that even science, you know, in their, you know, DSM, you know, the mental manual, you know, homosexuality was a mental disease. And that's all been twisted into what we're dealing with now. And, you know, we have yet to see how that's going to play out. But these Christophobes, you know, are to me, the real haters. And let's look at what they hate. And I did a little condensed version of the Ten Commandments, you know, and I got a link up. And on another post, I'll get into more detail. That'll add some additional insight on why these are top ten. But the big one is, you know, to not have other gods. I talked about that in a little more detail back when we did the words mean things. And how even with our pagan calendar today that we're committing idolatry. In conjunction with that is to not have idols, and something that's also understandable. It's very hard to focus on something you can't see. We've got things in this universe we can't see that, you know, can cause great damage. We talk about a lot with Fukushima, and if we have time, we'll get to that post, how bad the radiation is there now. But, you know, the first two is all about which team are you on? And you have to look at the people that call themselves atheists. And if they really don't believe that there's this God, why does it tick them off so much? I mean, you know, they get just so angry about the suggestion that there is somebody that they need to be responsible to. And that gets a little bit into the discussion that I heard you have with John Stadtmiller on Friday. You know, there's an order established, especially after the fall. You know, the man is the head of the household. Now, I did a little bit further research on that. You know, if the husband dies, there's not a problem with his widow being head of the household. It's not, you know, a prohibitive thing that a woman can't be in a position. But the normal order, man is the head of the household. And, you know, Becky and I have had this discussion, even talked about it in church, how it talks about wives should submit to their husbands. And a lot of times you'll just hear the discussion stop there. If you read on, it also says the husband needs to love the wife as Christ loved the church. To me, that's even a bigger step than for a wife submitting to the husband, because what did Christ do for the church? The pain, the suffering, and dying. So, one of the things that you typically don't get in your Sunday school lesson, to finish off the list, not take the name of God in vain, keeping the Sabbath, honor your father and mother, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't bear false witness, and don't covet. So, once you get past God, I guess the haters don't mind whose authority they take. They don't see any need for taking care of yourself, which is part of what the Sabbath is. They don't care about their parents. They like to do murder, any kind of sexual thing they want, stealing from people, lying, and greed and wanting what other people have. And isn't that what we really see a lot from D.C. and our state houses today? Now, for those of you that remember the old DOS days on computers, you know, what we see from the Old Testament is kind of like the command line version of the rules. When we get into the New Testament is more like Windows, where it's object-oriented, and we now have categories. So I use the list from Revelation 21, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the sexually immoral, the practitioners of magical arts, the idolaters, and all liars are the ones that are going to be condemned. and unfortunately, nowadays, that's almost the resume you need to have to run for president. So to wrap this up, you know, Christians are the ones being called the haters. And the Bible is called hate speech because those that hate God and want to live a lifestyle where they can do whatever they want with whomever they want and have no consequences. And I really don't see another reason. Now, there are some true atheists out there, and I've talked about this before in the Watchmen of Ezekiel. And I also had a link to a short video from Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller fame, who's a devout atheist. And you can go to YouTube, search for Penn Gets a Bible, and that's Penn with two N's. And he talks about this time when a Christian came up after the show and offered him a Bible. And where most of these people that call themselves atheists would go off on some angry rant, Penn did something entirely different. And he complimented this Christian. And it basically boils down to is, if this is what you believe, then how much do you have to hate somebody to not share this? So I ask, who are the real haters?
Absolutely brilliant, John Reagan, as usual. And you mentioned the word covet, and I've been thinking about that. That is what is used in marketing, right? Increasing the desire to covet, you know, longing for, want what the others have, coveting the wealth of others, the things, the material possessions. And this month, this is the month we begin the mass communications of coveting, the marketing for Christmas, right? Isn't that what's going to happen at the end of this month?
Well, besides that, we also have the presidential campaign season going on, where especially on the Democrat side of things, they're promising all sorts of free things. And there's a very high cost of free, and it comes down to taking away from somebody else to serve your selfishness.
I don't know how to say this, John, but let's try. I really don't know how to say this. I mean, just a second here. I got a call from Howard Chain. He's one of our instructors. And he said he was going to come by this way, and he's going to come and stop and see us. I had a whole day planned of things that I was going to do, that I thought that I needed to do. And he said he was coming over, and I said, that's great. I'm so glad you're coming over. And so half a day I spent helping him on his farm, doing things that sure were a lot easier with my help than if he did them by himself. And then when we were done working on his farm, he came over here and helped me. And it was the most delightful experience because we're buddies. We work together. We helped each other. And I hope that many of you get to experience that very same thing. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we get back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state required test topics in an effective multiple choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor, block, pause.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
TV,
you
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. So, John, yesterday I had plans to work on my truck. There's some things that I needed to do because I had made the arrangements to pick up something that I found on Craigslist for someone else. So I needed to finish my truck so I could use it today to go pick up this item that would fit in the pickup truck bed. It's a large item. And I was buying it to help someone else. So I needed to get that done, but I put that aside so that I could help Howard Shane, our neighbor, with some things he needed done on his farm. And he could have done everything himself, but it sure was a lot faster with my help. And then we were on his farm, and a half hour later, our son shows up. And our son is there to help us. And he changed his plans. He had an enormous amount of homework due. He changed his plans so that he could help, you know, his dad and Howard. And then after we were done on Howard's farm helping him, we got everything done. Howard changed his plans to help me put an alternator on our son's truck because our son changed his plans. He was going to put an alternator on his truck because his alternator quit, and he needed it to go back to school. So Howard and I put the alternator on, and then I got a call from the lady who was had the item on Craigslist that I was picking up for someone else, and she's been getting a lot of calls. A lot of people want the same item, and she said, "No, I promised it to, you know, Vincent." So she's holding it till tomorrow for us. And it all worked out. And it was like a win-win-win-win. And so here's my question, class. How many of us are willing to change our plans to help someone who could use our help? I have this, I don't know, almost tears in my eyes thinking about this. It all worked. And maybe at the time, before we started this, it seemed like there was going to be a cascading effect where it was all going to come apart. I wasn't going to be able to pick up this item because this seller on Craigslist would sell it to somebody else. But she didn't. It all worked. The alternator was fixed. The work on Howard's farm was fixed. The truck is going to be fixed today. John, we can do it if we have some honor and integrity and honesty, don't you think?
And that's part of the reason I'm laying this foundation is to give you that picture, not only of what's going on. You know, we started out talking about these computers that are basically going out to other dimensions to get answers, quantum computers. I'll be getting into things like transhumanism, and which is, you know, the modern version of genetics. There's also technocracy, which really ties a lot of this stuff together. And when you start overlaying what's given to us in the Bible on top of that, the picture that you'll be seeing is pretty amazing. And you know, give you a hint towards the end there. You know, if you're a believer, I'll be looking at, you know, this, the return we're expecting is either going to happen very soon or 1,000 years from now. And I'm be putting in all the evidence both ways for you to decide. And frankly, right now, I'm leaning towards the probably sooner than later.
John Reagan, I really appreciate class today. And I got some information that one of our instructors is very, very ill and could use your prayers. His name is George. If you're interested in adding him to your prayer list, it would be greatly appreciated. His name is George. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. I won't be there, but I will be there next week. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for a brilliant, brilliant presentation today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.